Back on the show, Community Connection, KGMI, Newstalk 790, KGMI.com, and on the FM dial, 96.5 FM. If you happen to be listening in the city of Bellingham, I'm Bill Davis, your host. Thank you so much for allowing us to be part of your Saturday. I know that now that the weather has changed, you're probably busy doing other things as opposed to digging out from the snow like we had to do a few weeks ago. And speaking about digging out of the snow a few weeks ago, I got Brian Krulak with me. He is the director of golf at Sudden Valley Golf Course. And you've been kind of harried the last couple of weeks, because I know you had the winter series, the Audi winter series, that you wanted to get underway. Well, not underway, but you wanted to continue on. Yeah. And you had to reschedule tournaments. You had to cancel. Give me an update on
this. It's been the craziest Audi Bellingham winter series that we've ever had. It's been we've had reschedules, and ultimately we had to cancel event for the first time ever
in our history. You've never done that before, have you?
We've never had to cancel. We're getting so jammed up with our schedule, and we tried multiple dates to get the Super Bowl shamble in, but ultimately last week we had to pull the plug on them. We had to let one go. So
what was it just because the logistics were just too hard to do, or were you still coming out of the snow?
Well, it was both. We couldn't see a good date going forward to do it. We bumped it back a couple times, and we were just getting too close to other dates. So we just decided to let it go and just look forward to our next one on February 25th.
Well, you should have played with bright yellow balls and everybody put chains on their feet or yak tracks and just gone ahead. I mean, a true golfer, a true aficionado of the sport would have trudged through the 10 and a half inches of snow, right?
Yes, there would have been some that would have played.
I can promise you, right?
I might not have been one of them. I'm a golf nut, but I don't know if I was quite crazy enough to do that.
You like playing more the Pebble Beach type of weather, don't you?
Palm Springs, Pebble Beach, But I like the winter. I like the winter golf too. I like getting out there, but it's got to be the greens have to be playable, and those conditions were just awful,
Well, you mentioned one coming up the 25th, a week from today. Is it too late to get involved with
no
that?
No way.
Tell me about this.
No way. It's going to be a cool one. This is a new format for us, and we try every year to come up with a couple new kind of crazy off-season formats. And this one's kind of combining two formats. So where it's the Chapman Best Ball.
Okay.
And what that is going to be, it's going to be four players on a team. But within that foursome, you're going to split off into two-man teams and play a Chapman. So, and then each Chapman team will essentially be playing one ball. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be the better of those two scores.
So you need a ringer on each team.
Yeah, I mean, that's why we have handicaps, Bill.
Sure.
That's one of the great things about golf is anybody can play with anybody. Yeah. We have these great things called handicaps that even it out. Not that a ringer hurts, but the handicaps.
Not that you're encouraging that.
No, not at all. No, so
I'm sorry. Who are you?
Yeah, exactly.
You aren't the guy on the sheet. No, I'm his brother.
Exactly. We see that. We see a little bit of that too.
I bet so.
Yeah. No, but this promises to be kind of a cool format. We've had a lot of people are kind of anticipating this format. It combines two really cool formats, the Chapman format people always like, and so the idea of having it this Chapman Best Ball, people are pretty excited about, so we're looking forward to it.
Well, I didn't see snow in the forecast for the 25th. Now you'll probably play rain, even if it's raining. You'll probably play
rain. My gosh, it's like we're looking forward to rain.
That's nothing, right? Yeah, give me some rain. We'll be fine with that. Slows the green down.
My soothsaying abilities tell me that we are done with bad weather for this winter.
Oh, you haven't checked in with La Nina yet, have you?
No, I've heard
we're going to have one more round. Before it's over. But it's going to come in between your tournaments.
It dang well better.
Because you guys are getting tired of messing with it, right?
We're tired of reschedule. So I'm optimistic.
Yeah, you got a smile on your face. So
exactly.
You got to roll with it. We're speaking with Brian Krulak. He is the director of golf at Sudden Valley Golf Course. By the way, after all the snow and ice and everything's gone, how's the course looking?
The course has done fabulous. It's really incredible how resilient it is. It bounces back really well from these these periods of poor weather. And yeah, everybody was excited. It was quite, you know, we had a few nice days in this last week. So we had some members that got out and some public players that got out and really enjoyed it. Everybody that came in said they were astounded at how good the conditions were.
Yeah, I noticed that earlier in the week, it was like in the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
Wait a minute, that's shorts weather now, isn't it, after what we've been through?
Yeah, it was crazy. It seems like it's been that kind of year. It's either been really, really crummy and almost unplayable, or actually unplayable, or quite nice. We've had some weird, warm, really nice playable days. So our golf junkies are getting their fixes in.
Speaking of golf junkies and people who want to get involved in playing golf at Sudden Valley, anything on the memberships? Anything new going on right now?
We're still really focused on membership sales, and they've been going really well. We're really excited about membership sales this year. That young family membership. This is the time of year where we're starting to see kids thinking about, you know, the high school golf season starts soon. So a lot of families are talking about playing golf. So this young family membership that we have initiated this year is really a cool deal. As little as $80 a month, if you're a property owner, allows your whole family to play unlimited golf afternoon and hit unlimited range balls afternoon any day of the week. So that's a fantastic membership, and we're excited, and we're going to start seeing some families jumping on board on that one for sure.
The family that plays together stays together.
And it truly, honestly, I mean, it really is such a cool, that's one of the great things about golf. It's a wonderful family activity. Mm-hmm. It's outside. You're not in front of a screen.
Yeah.
It's something that any players of whatever ability can play together. So you can you can take your kids out there in the evenings and teach them how to play golf, or vice versa.
I was going to say, maybe they'll teach dad.
Yeah, we've seen that a lot too. That one of the reasons that we're so anxious about getting kids out is because we see that parents tend to follow the kids. Mm-hmm. So if we can get the kids out playing, oftentimes it'll be the role reversal where the kids will actually somewhat mentor their parents in golf, and that's really cool to see. And it's just, you know, as a dad that was lucky enough to play golf with his kids and still is playing with his kids and still play with my parents too. I mean, it is a really great family activity and one that you can do forever, multi-generationally. It's, you know, we have days in the summer where my dad and my mom and I will play with my kids, and it's really, really cool. So we're excited about getting families out there playing.
Are your kids besting you yet?
Are you still
kicking their rear?
No, my son beat me last year for the first time.
Really?
Yeah.
Was there a celebration on his part?
There was a celebration, and he played really well, so he deserved it. Yeah.
Yeah, and you didn't talk smack about him just because he beat you.
Oh, we talked smack.
Oh, you did?
Oh, we talked smack because he'd been trying for years, and he's been a really good player for a long time. But he had this little mental glitch about beating me, and he'd be up on me late, and I'd come back and beat him, and there would be tons of trash talking.
Sure.
So when he finally got me, oh man, did he celebrate.
Oh, I bet. I bet he was running around the green, had his clubs in the air.
Yep, and rightfully so. And inside, even though I fought him tooth and nail inside, I was really proud of him too.
Sure. Probably looked like a scene out of Caddyshack.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
we have just a little bit of time left, so let's tell everybody if they want to get involved in the you know, the family pricing, the family membership, or if they want to sign up for the winter series.
Yeah, absolutely. So the website is the best way to go to get all your information. That's suddenvalleygolfcourse.com. Mm-hmm. So we have that. You can sign up for your tournaments. You can look at the information. You can look at all the membership information there. And you can always give us a call, of course, at 360-734-6435.
Do me a favor. Come back in a week or two and tell me that this latest tournament came off without a hitch. Finally.
I'm going to. Again, I'm optimistic. I know it's going to happen.
Yeah, I can tell by the sound of your voice. Always good seeing you, my friend.
Thanks for having me, Bill.
That is Brian Krulak. He is the director of golf at Sudden Valley Golf Course. And just go to their website. Again, website
one more time, suddenvalleygolfcourse.com.
That's all you got to do to get involved in the game of golf. We'll continue with Community Connection here in just a moment. KGMI News Talk 790. KGMI.com and 96.5 FM in Bellingham.